Okay, so I would like to start with a simple question. So, have you ever met somebody that need help with a small digital task urgently and realized that hiring somebody was slower, more expensive, and more complex than the task itself? This happens every single day to small companies and entrepreneurs. Now, on the other side, there are millions of university students that have time, motivation, and talent, and of course, this digital skill to complete these tasks. And at the same time, they are willing to work, earn money, and gain experience. But they don't have a way to start. So we have two massive problems. First, we have these small and medium companies that want to complete this task fast. And at the same time, these university students that want to earn money and gain experience, but they don't know how to do it and how to start. And these two worlds are still disconnected. This exact problem is the reason why I decided creating Skilltual. My name is Marc Perea, and today I'm going to present my business idea. Basically, Skilltual is a digital platform that connects university students with small and medium companies for these university students to complete those tasks for companies. So, inside Skilltual, university students can complete those tasks, gain real experience and earn money, and complete the task for small and medium companies. And at the same time, small and medium companies can get this task done by university students, just without complex hiring and long-term commitment. So when we talk about Skilltual, we're just not talking about a small niche market opportunity. We're talking about a massive growing market. Only in Spain, we're just talking about a TAM of 40 million euros yearly in small micro tasks, about 10 million in some euros. And then even if we scratch this and we focus on our sum, we're still talking about six-figure annually business model. The good thing about this is that this is only in Spain. And the powerful thing about Skilltual is that this model is digital and scalable. So imagine bringing this idea to the United States. When people first listen or see Skilltual, they imagine platforms like Upwork or Fiverr. But these platforms are open, massive, and unfiltered. Whereas Skilltual is built with one simple mission: connect trusted talent from university students with real-world tasks offered by small and medium companies and entrepreneurs. So we don't focus on professional freelancer. We focus on young talent that want to grow. For the moment, this idea is not just an idea placed here in the slides. We are already moving on, and we have a validated service with university students. We have also a live website and an MVP that is actually working, branding and financial documents. So this is meaningful for me because it means just one thing, that the Skilltual is already working and moving on. So what's the next step? Our very next step is really clear. It's just running a dedicated app and close a successful first task. So my mission with Skilltual is building a place where university students and small and medium companies can grow together. So if you think that Skilltual could be a good opportunity for these two parties, please don't hesitate or don't worry. And if you want, you can search my name in LinkedIn and I will be blessed to connect with you. Or if you have any question or doubt, you can send me an email to my mail account. Thank you very much.
So I'll try to ask you questions. I think that's a great idea. I have a question about global versus local. Because I think SkillTool is a great idea, that you have people with specific skills who may be doing other things, studying, who have specific skills they can use for specific tasks. I think that there's a strong local potential in that. It's not that you're looking for the skill from someone anywhere in the world, but is it the sort of thing that you see as being something that you could have a San Rafael local area? I don't know if you get what I mean, but it's like, are you looking to have simply the skills no matter where the person comes from? Or are you looking for more of a community approach where you link in school for people who live in the same area?
Yeah.
Do you understand that question?
Yeah, I get it. No, like the main idea is just, for example, if there's a task here in San Rafael from a business, for example, I don't know, let's put this example of Dominican University of California. Who want to, I don't know, post an Instagram picture,
yeah,
and they are not, they don't know how to do it, and they don't have like the time for doing it. And as an example, they can contact or they can use SkillTool to connect with somebody that is here nearby and knows how actually Dominican University works.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like, for example, you have this problem and somebody from the other part of the world,
yeah,
is trying to solve it.
Yeah.
It's just like a community,
okay,
idea.
I think that's very powerful. So I like that. Thanks.
I just wanted to comment, not so much a question, but just say that because I've seen platforms before where companies will send out tasks, and you can either volunteer and get volunteer hours by completing the task, or you can get paid. But I like the idea of taking university students who are already struggling with money and then allowing them a platform to make money doing something that they're probably good at. So
yeah.
I like it.
Could you see it becoming almost something too where like colleges could get hired because like almost like a networking thing as well, which I think is really cool. Like, if they're good enough at the task, maybe small business would be like,
or internship type of thing.
Yeah, like they'll, yeah, be really useful. I should hire them outside of just doing this task. I don't know if you could see that, or if I just think that would be really cool, but
yeah.
I like the idea a lot.
Yeah.
I would actually do it.
Thank you.
Cool. Just a comment first. I think competing against Fiverr and Upwork, I use Fiverr, Upwork, I have people working all over the world, okay? And you know who's really taking away their jobs is AI. It's unbelievable what AI can do right now. So those tasks that that someone would need to now go to your site, find somebody at Dominican, find how to upload Instagram, you know, I think AI is a big competitor right now for these small tasks. How do you, it's not really a question, it's kind of half comment. Have you thought about how that would impact your business, given the fact that these tasks are getting more and more AI driven? And I also believe that the idea of being more local and providing some way of getting, whether some sort of a credit in the university or some sort of hours or internship value would be a good differentiator, because people, when they go online, they don't know if it's local or global anymore, right? It's just happening online. So what's your thought about the AI impact on your business?
AI, obviously, it's not taking, well, I would say that it's taking jobs, but it's also creating jobs at the same time, because people who are like adapting, they can use AI to become better, professionally talking. So, for example, if there's like a business or a small company that wants to create, let's say, 10 videos for the Instagram page or for their TikTok page.
You need someone to work with AI.
Exactly. You need somebody that actually or knows how to work with AI and do these 10 videos, and then, or find somebody that doesn't use AI and actually produce these 10 videos.
I agree with you. I actually have a project right now I could think of where I need some help, and I don't think AI could do it without someone helping.
Exactly.
Work with AI. And you didn't talk much about investment or use of funds or how much money you need.
Yeah.
Do you, is there any thought on that?
Yeah. As I was talking here, my starting point is using Vibing Code platform. I used Base44 for running the MVP. So for this, I don't need too much investment in the very first point. But it's true that at some point I will need an app. So for doing this more professionally. So yeah, the idea is charging like a commission on the tasks done inside the app, as well as a subscription model. So this is like the revenue I'm going to get. And yeah.
And these tasks are digital tasks, right?
Yeah.
This is not like TaskRabbit. Like, have you heard of TaskRabbit?
No.
Like if you want to, you know, you buy something from IKEA and you want to put the list together, you call someone and they come and
no,
they
no,
do
no.
it. Okay.
Just digital tasks.
Digital tasks. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.